Mike Gracia, Washington.
American companies close out 2017 with strong hiring in December, adding the most jobs in 9 months. Payroll processor ADP says businesses added 250,000 jobs last month, up from 185,000 in November. The gains led by robust hiring in healthcare and professional services like accounting and engineering. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott on here January the 4th, 2018. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it appears that Charter may have actually fixed the problem that was going on all over the place yesterday. Good morning. Good morning there, Bebop.
And good morning to you.
And did you have a pleasant drive in?
Actually, I was hitching a ride, so yes, rather nice one with Brenda, who's off doing some of her things. She's been off work for the last week or so.
Okay. And good morning to Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh, if you could just, you know, understand and see what's going on with our KCNR studios. We're going through major changes here on the 2018 beginning of the year. And I mean really good changes. It's just, you know, when you move, you know what it's like when you move. Stuff is in boxes. You can't find it. We have Sue McClain that's going to begin starting the news next week. We've really enjoyed Chris Gomez. Sue's going to come in and take over a lot of responsibilities and be director of news and good stuff like that. So that, you know, we just have a lot of changes. Furniture's up on its side. And, hey, we are parking in the front. We're expanding. We're excited. So in March, we're going to have a big open house and at KCNR here. And we want you to see our all-new studio. And we're going to be YouTubing as well and some other great things. So, by the way, it's 51. And if you haven't poked your head outside yet, it's raining because I had to park my car and go into the front of the studios. 60% chance of rain today throughout the day. Tonight, lows of 53. Tomorrow calls for a high of 58 with our lows of 43. As we progress through the week, Friday calls for 58. Rain again. We're so happy it's raining. Really, we needed some rain. So that's just a few 3-day forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And, you know, I want to bring up again Carl and Bob. At Christmas time, I ran around and delivered a bunch of pies to thank our sponsors. And it was nice to see people's faces inside of the businesses that we sponsor. And when we think about, you know, watching and hearing about certain businesses that are closing because the big box stores have just, they can't compete with online and big store. Our big box. And so we feel privileged that after 9 years that we've been able to be with Bob Belongi, and a shout out to Jim Bremer too. And I know we say this a lot, but we're going to be saying it a lot too this month, that it's 9 years. We're going into our 10th year with an expansion. And we appreciate the fact that our sponsors support us. We are locally owned and operated. We are not corporate owned. The buck stops with Carl and I. And we talk about our business. We take our business to bed. You know, we don't close it off at 5. We wake up. I mean, we're constantly thinking about our sponsors. Have we done the right thing? Have we forgot something? You know, we're always just wanting to make sure our babies are okay.
That's true. Because without our listeners and our sponsors, we wouldn't be here. The rain today is good because they did a measurement, excuse me, of the snowpack. Snowpack's at 20% of where it, you know, where it,
yeah,
should,
where
be,
it should be, yeah,
where it should be, but they're, you know, but not to get too excited about that yet, because the wet weather usually comes in toward the end of December, but January, February, and a lot of March. So
we have been dry into mid-January and then pick up the slack.
Yeah, and so that's what they're saying. So it's not to get excited. You know, I think it says on the front page, even, it says this, there's no drought yet, but it is a low, low snowpack for this time of the year. So a few other things that are going on. In case you haven't noticed, the flu season's here. The flu season, and if you think about it, look at us. We're sitting there, you know, one day, you were sick, and I was in here, and my voice was somewhat different than it usually is. I mean, it was down toward the end of the show, Bob. How would you describe it?
Well, you could have done a great Scatman Crothers imitation that day.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember the great singer. Scatman Crothers,
yeah,
with that very gravelly voice.
Yeah.
That was Carl.
I'm thinking maybe more froggy, like from our gang, you know. So, but it was, and then, but you know, it's, and for people that have not been inoculated, it is not too late, because right now the emergency rooms, the I don't know if the emergency rooms, but all the Shasta County health clinic, and then the clinics, you know, the walk-in clinics like Pulse and others, the Hilltop. They're getting a lot of people walking in there with the flu, but it's not too late to get your flu inoculations. And if you're a veteran, you can probably get them down at the VA. You can get them at the county health. You can get them over at Pulse or Hilltop, any of those. So that any of those, so that you can still fight this thing off.
You know,
here's something that's starting to really irritate me about the record searchlight.
Boy.
Something else. I mean, I've been reading what some people have been trying to cancel their, they've been trying for weeks to cancel their subscription.
It's sort of like getting rid of AOL back in the 80s or 90s.
It just keeps coming back. And then, and one of them says, look, I stopped paying it. I told them, and so now she's getting nasty letters from record searchlight saying you haven't paid your bill. And I'm sitting there, I'm laughing, but here I am today, I'm trying, you know, I look at the local news first, I have it online, we also have the paper here, and it just keeps playing music after music, and you have to hunt it down where it's at. It's not right there in front of you, you've got to hunt it all around, all
video
over.
Video
pop-up ads that they didn't used to have, and now they do, and it just continuous, and so you hit it, to stop it. Then you continue reading, and then boom, it starts again.
Most browsers, and I'll look this up, most browsers are going to be incorporating a setting to not autoplay videos. You know how Facebook was for a while, where you were getting autoplay videos. There's a setup there. And I think the Chrome browser, which I believe you are using, most browsers are now incorporating a do not autoplay videos. And so I can certainly try to look that up.
Well, let's try and look that one up, because to see how we can load that one in.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's just something else Record Searchlight's doing it.
Something that happened this morning that, you know, another, you know, act of God. An earthquake struck San Francisco this morning. The magnitude 4.5 quake hit 1.9 miles from Berkeley. And so residents of San Francisco were woken by a short, strong jerk followed by a few seconds of shaking.
Nobody was hurt, though, thank God.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, I always have this... I love San Francisco. My girlfriend just told me this story about how they took BART. She goes, have you ever taken BART? I may have taken BART, but it scares the bahoojies out of me to think about going in a train under the water. It just freaks me out.
Oh, because it goes across to Oakland?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I understand. I'm just the idea of it. But, see, you don't know, really. It just gets dark.
I know.
It goes underneath. I think the one in D.C. we rode went underneath the river. Anyway.
And it's about San Francisco and this uncertainty feeling that I have even when I'm going over the bridge that I may not make it back. 7:13 in the morning. We're so happy to have you. We don't want to sound like doom and gloom. But
No.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what? The new year started out, and the one thing, you know, everybody comes up with all their... all their promises that they're going to do, their New Year's resolutions, which usually drop off. Here's something you can do today and it won't drop off for years. That's right. How about a good night's sleep? How about Sleep Number? How about heading on over to the Target Shopping Center where our Sleep Number store is next to the vitamin shop and go in there and lay on one of the beds? You don't have to worry about going to the gym. You don't have to worry about not eating. But what you can get is your 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort. It lets you choose the firmness of your mattress. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And my Sleep Number setting is 45.
There you go. And the newest beds they have are so smart, they actually sense your every move, and they'll move along with you to make sure you have the right pressure. They even have adjustments for snoring. That's right, Sleep Number. Don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest prices of the season. Come in now and save $400 to $700 in the most popular Sleep Number mattresses. That's Sleep Number over in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:15 in the morning here on the 4th of January.
Has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968, and we honor his steadfast determination and integrity by always seeking to hire former military personnel from all branches of our armed forces. With over 125 uniformed officers, North State Security is honored to say that we are veteran-friendly and blessed to have over 30% of our workforce as veterans. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295 or visiting us at 1970 Hartnell Avenue.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink of the wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and 51 degrees, going up to 59 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Well, the bomb storm. Bomb, is that what they call it? The bomb storm. Bomb.
The old term was nor'easter.
Right, but now it's called the bombs. But what, the bomb storm?
Something like that.
With something like it, with extremely cold weather, extreme snow, and extreme winds. Savannah, Georgia has snow. Savannah, Georgia. They said they've 200 and something people injured in accidents. And they talked to this lady. She says, I've never driven in snow my entire life. She says, they said to go slower. You think? I lived in Nashville when it snowed for the first time in like 40 years. And it was just amazing because I was going to college and I walked my classes, but I stood on the sidewalk on this one street that had a hill. It wasn't even a steep hill. It was just a hill. And I watched people coming down and hit their brakes and it didn't stop. And it just kind of like turned sideways.
Oh, yes.
And then they just kind of went sideways down the street and hit the car in front of them who had stopped. And then the car behind them were watching, and then they hit their brakes because they panicked, and then they came sliding down, you know, turning around and hit the first car, or the second car, which hit the first car again. And I was kind of, and then so I started moving off the sidewalk because I realized where I was in the sidewalk was not safe.
Yeah.
Because here they, you know, just watching them just sliding by me. And they've been trying to, but they had no snow removal equipment. They had some, but they don't have enough for all of Nashville back then. And this was, heck, this was in the late 60s when this happened, late 60s. And it was just amazing to see people. I mean, they reported on the news that the police are just saying, if you're in a wreck, try to pull it off the side of the road. Nobody's injured.
Take a picture with your smartphone.
Well, no, back then they didn't have it. And they just said, and then wait, we'll get to you. We're backed up like about 150 right now. So, it's kind of. Down south, you don't get snow. Anyway, out here though, in California, we get it all. We get fires, we get earthquakes.
Yeah.
We have don't they have some hurricanes that came in through like through the Southern California?
Well, we get occasional tropical cyclone that comes up. Of course, we get our El Nino. Very powerful weather. I remember some years ago, Southern California just getting hammered with it. With El Nino.
You might check
weather.
Our stream. I'm getting no internet connection again.
Well, stream still looks connected. Okay. And let me try something here.
Just making sure, because yesterday, my friends, if you had Charter, and I know it seems like a lot of people did, our phones would go in and out. Our phones did go in and out all day to at least 5:30 last night. That's how late I was here. And the computers would go in and out till 5:30. And I'd be talking on the phone long distance to somebody trying to get something done. And there would just be, and I'm talking, and then there's no response. I go, low. It would just drop off. It wouldn't go like click. It wouldn't make any kind of like, you know, it just quit. And so you don't know when, so you have to call them back. And so I'm using my cell phone all day. Trying to get a hold of those people, which, of course, then drains your cell phone totally. Is yours working now? So maybe it's just me. I'm hoping and praying that it's just me.
It appears to be because I'm talking to somebody in the chat room right now.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay, moving on. Okay, this is for all you marijuana growers out there, the people wanting to get into the marijuana industry. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General of the United States. Is rolling back the Obama rules on marijuana. Obama rules where, hey, you know, if the state wants it, I'm not going to say anything. You just can't run it interstate. And you got to make sure kids don't get it in gangs. And you can't send it to states that where it's not legal. Well, Sessions is rolling that back, you know. But marijuana is still a class one drug, my friends. It's classified with heroin and meth and all those others. So what he's going to do is he's not going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to after you people. He's going to let it be up to the U.S. attorneys in their districts to figure out what they want to do. So, in other words, the U.S. district attorney up here, United States district, and the attorney up here, if he wants to go after people that are building marijuana businesses, he can do that. Think about that. So you could have somebody up here in this region that is going after the businesses, is prosecuting it because it's illegal on the federal level, shutting them down, shutting down businesses, and then people down two counties over or a county over, it's thriving because the U.S. attorney says, nah, I'm just going to let them do it what they want. Can you imagine this? You talk about confusion now.
Yeah.
Because now the U.S. attorney can just say, you know, you people are investing your money in all these buildings and all that. Hey, that's illegal. We're seizing it. You're selling a federally prohibited drug.
It's going to be a mess.
Do you ever get the feeling that Trump just called up Jeff Sessions? He said, you know, California wants to be a sanctuary state.
Lean in on them a little bit.
You know, maybe it's time to you know, get their attention again, showing us that they are part of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's like they're seceding without really seceding.
Yeah, you know, you guys are just doing anything you want, so you know what, maybe we should just kind of like start tightening it down, and they can do it legally. I mean, it's against the law, and this is something that's got to be changed by Congress. So now Sessions can just tell the U.S. attorneys, well, it's up to you, however, comma, if you're in California, I want you to take a real good look at these guys. And the attorneys in California who come in from different places are like, yeah, these guys are crazy. So I'm going to go down there to San Francisco, and we are going to raid every marijuana parlor, everyone that's recreational, everything. We're going to shut it down. Think about that.
Well,
he could do it. He could do it. And this is why they're having problems getting people to invest money into these, you know, like big money. In some cases, because the feds could do this, and Sessions just turned them loose.
Your engineer requests that your co-host be allowed to speak at length so that he may make some adjustments per her request. Don't you have a headline or something to read there?
Oh, okay. Yes, I wanted to talk about Macy's. I'm sorry, per her request. Okay. Well, I was outside actually talking with our new, and that's much better. Whatever you just did there. I'm liking the sound of that. And again, you'll hear this while we're on the air, and we're kind of moving around with different things, and it's going to be happening for a while. So bear with us, just like you did 9 years ago. Nathan Parmalee is our guest, who is the talent buyer of the Civic, and I was trying to fix the coffee maker and went through break, and Sue McClain, who's our new news director and is going to be doing the morning news. They were talking about New York and that he's going to be traveling there next week for a big entertainment convention. But anyway, I wanted to get back and read this headline, Carl. Macy's is planning 5,000 job cuts, including closure of 7 previously unidentified stores and other cuts at remaining locations as it seeks stability in a tumultuous climate for physical retail. That's what I was talking about today, huh?
That's it.
Let's see. Here are the towns. Thank you, God. They're not in Reading. Miami, downtown, the Oaks in Florida, Novato. Ooh, that's a big one. Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Also, there's moving ahead with 4 other store closures. Laguna Hills Mall, Westside Pavilion, Los Angeles, Stone Sound Galleria, San Francisco, and Magic Valley, Twin Falls, Idaho. Macy's. Staple. You know, it's at one of the staple stores. You know, when you think of, I don't mean staple like Sears, but I mean when you think of, oh, you can always get it at Macy's when it comes to, you know, makeup, clothes. It's not, you're not going to get your washers and dryers, but you're going to, you know, your higher end if you want to get, you know, Michael Kors bags or any, whatever those things are, you know, bedding.
Well, retail icons that we grew up with, Montgomery Ward, Sears, JCPenney, did not adapt quickly enough. They went the way of the dinosaur for all intents and purposes because they did not adapt to the changing expectations of the retail customer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw a commercial this morning along those lines, Bob. Wayfair. I mean, it makes it like, you know, shipping is free. They come to your door and they're showing furniture and shower, you know, stuff that you, you know, like knobs for the shower and, you know, kitchen utensils and things that you would want to jump in your car and go buy. But a lot of people are shopping online. What do you think about that, Carl?
I think that I shopped online for some things, but they wasn't around here. and that people are going to just be more and more of this. So, you know, it's going to be more and more stores shutting down unless they can get with this. You know, they're talking about using drones for deliveries. I mean, okay, when I bought something,
really?
You couldn't get it here in the area, and it was delivered in 2 days, sitting on the door in 2 days. And I didn't have to, I mean, you know, if we'd had them around here, this thing I was buying, it was kind of one of those little esoteric, you know, stuff you buy.
I get that a lot.
Not big things, but those little things. But they had it delivered in 2 days, two or three other things. And it just got here. So, I mean, unless you compete with that some way, you're going to just go. In the future, you're not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in the state of California. Give them a call at 530-999-1822, whether it's concealed carry, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, any of those. Check out usgunpro.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages. Okay, nope.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. A little more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I've been really trying, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Hey.
Hey.
Cornerstone Community Bank. Starting this year with Cornerstone Community Bank, they are helping to move local dreams forward. We're talking about sometimes, you know, stores are getting into problems, but Cornerstone Community Bank's in your corner. They want to help you. They got your friends, your neighbors working there. They've got the best customer service. They've got the newest branch at 1845 California Street and much, much more. Next week, we're going to be bringing on one of the people that does business with them. You know, once a month, we bring on people from Cornerstone Bank, you know, that are moving their dreams forward. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to be having a couple of them rolling in here. Cornerstone Community Bank, helping to make local dreams move forward.
Okay. Okay, we're going to segue into helping make dreams move forward. And I've known this gentleman for, I think, about 5-6 years now. It's been about five.
Yeah.
Nathan Parmalee is with us this morning.
Hi
Good
there.
Morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Talon Byer, all guy for the Civic, running Civic. And, you know, you were there at the time when it was controversial for some in the city.
Yeah.
When Bethel came in with the management of taking over the Civic.
Yeah.
And so I've watched you in this position and the offices mm-hmm. and the staff grow and create what I think what people would want to have their Civic Center, a great artist. Recently, we were in New Mexico, mm-hmm. in Albuquerque.
Yep.
Not a small town by any means.
No.
And our son-in-law, who's a U.S. Marshal,
nice.
Said, I can't believe you get the acts you get in Reading.
Wow.
And
wow.
then I told him your story and about how it takes a long time to build relationships, reputations. Yeah. Where people really are feel invited to a town, and they tell their management, I want to be routed through.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's
congratulations.
True. Thank
because
you.
Because this roster coming up is amazing.
Yeah. Well, and even we really seem to have kind of turned a corner in 2016, 2017, and just some of the level of the acts that we were able to get into the facility was kind of unprecedented. We're particularly proud of our 2017 summer, what happened last summer. It really was unprecedented. We had some of our highest grossing shows ever in the history of the venue, and we had a string of them. And the same was true of 2016. So it's really been phenomenal.
For instance, like, let's talk about maybe give us two or three examples of the shows this 17 that were so highly attended.
So Korn. A lot of folks are familiar with the rock band Korn. You know, Korn is one of these acts that gets booked into, you know, 10 to 20,000 cap arenas. So getting a band like that into a 2,000 cap room was a really big deal.
And how did that come about, for instance, as a talent buyer?
A lot of persistence. You know, really what I've done is I've just kind of, you know, worked sort of tucked away, invisible, out of sight, and just, you know, called agents in New York, L.A., Nashville. That's where all of the major agencies are. You know, you pick up the phone, you know, you reach out, you let them know who you are, what you have to offer, who you're interested in. You know, you talk to them about their roster, you detail the market, the opportunities. And then you just continue to persist.
And now you have even a better 2017, a track record.
That's right. And that's
so if they
the
call
other.
Korn, or if they call somebody in the band, or they call the manager and say, "How what was a Reading?"
Yeah.
And I don't know what.
The key, that's it. And you nailed it. The key is history. You have to build a history. And that was actually kind of what made my position challenging when I came into it, was Reading's recent history in that venue. Wasn't overly robust. In fact, the industry actually kind of started routing around Reading and using it as their rest day, at least for the higher caliber artists that are coming through here.
So you had to almost reinvent.
Unravel that.
Yeah. Well, I think you have reinvented it.
And we're not going to mention names or anything, but there was one big name that could not believe the way they were treated here. And we're not talking about Diva.
No.
Type of, you know, I didn't have, you didn't put any green M&Ms in my room.
No.
This was just basic stuff.
So Jim Gaffigan, when his family was here, they identified Reading as their favorite stop on their tour. And it had everything to do with, his wife actually put that on one of their social media pages. And it had everything to do with the hospitality of how we treated their family.
That's such a big thing. And then
and
they
huge.
Bring their kids wherever they go, right?
That's right.
So they have like five?
They do.
Five kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so I love that because he's so funny. And I would stand and, you know, I always you say the phrase, I would stand in line to see that person because I don't really stand in line for a lot of people. I just, you know.
I get it.
Like, you know, Nathan, you and I, like, we like VIP.
We're the same in that.
We want backstage passes, okay? Right. Well, so anyway, I can imagine the kids probably ran around Turtle Bay. They probably love the museum. They have the interactive things that kids can do at Turtle Bay. So there they were. They got
Turtle Bay.
Probably went to, did they have time to do, I mean, beautiful Lake Shasta or Whiskey Town?
With the Gaffigan family, it was primarily Turtle Bay.
Okay.
But Turtle Bay really rolled out the red carpet and really gave them the VIP treatment and took really, really good care of them. So we are forever indebted to Turtle Bay for their hospitality and partnership.
Yeah. And now, coming soon, as of January 18th, the hotel.
Oh, yeah. The Sheraton.
Open.
That's huge. Because that's another big deal, is that when you're booking these acts, they want world-class accommodations. And so now that we have a four-star, I mean, a lot of the acts that I'm working on out into the future, you know, I mean, I'm working on acts, working on booking stuff out a year and a half in advance. And now that I have the Sheraton, you know, to provide those accommodations, that's a really big deal.
Big deal. That's so exciting.
It's
okay.
Cool.
Well, before we go into our break, let's talk a little bit about your roster.
Or
do you want to go there or do you want to end up with the kind of going here or do you have notes?
We can do whatever you want to do.
And talk about where... as we go into the 2018. Now, do you have like a membership with, I ask you this every time, because things change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2018. Let's talk about what's in front of us.
Sure.
Not what, you know, we know it was been in the past, but now we're into a new year.
Yeah.
Tell us, do you have memberships?
We do.
And what happens when you become a member of the Civic?
So basically the primary benefit to becoming a member is that you have first access to buying tickets. And what we've learned from our patrons is that where they're sitting in the auditorium is extremely important. So being a member, you actually receive the first notification that a show goes on sale. And so you're actually provided pre-sale access, and your member ID actually grants you early access to buy
that's
tickets. And then there's a few extra little benefits that go with that as well.
Like maybe
ticket exchange privileges and free drinks and those kinds of fun things.
Cool. Oh, that's good. So how did you sit around and decide to make up the package?
It was a brainstorm, you know, on the part of our executive team.
Yeah.
So Julie Dyer, our box office manager, and Corey McCandless, our general manager, and myself, you know, just kind of chatted it up a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So you want to become a member. And what does it cost to become a member?
It's only $100. Yeah. And it's good for a year.
It's good for a year.
Yep.
So with that, you get perks.
That's right.
We're talking perks.
Yeah.
So that's also, you know, Christmas is over, but let's talk about birthdays, anniversaries, you don't know what to get somebody. You can get them a piece of something and they can't figure out, well, what am I going to do with this gadget? So, I mean, a membership like that's pretty cool. All right, so you got membership. Okay, $100. And then I love that what you're always doing, you're updating your websites and you're always updating things. And we've loved what you've done with your seating and your sound.
Yeah.
You know, y'all have put a lot of money into the Civic.
Totally.
And it's I always remember that before you all took over, it was costing the city of Reading over $1 million a year.
Yep.
And they were losing the battle too because things weren't being fixed. They didn't have enough money to do this, to do that. And when it started, how many acts were running when you all took over? I mean, how many days a year?
Think,
it was not a lot.
Well, and I really focus on the ticketed events because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Is booking the shows. And I think the year before we took over, I think there were only like, I want to say 11 or 12 ticketed events. So not very many. I mean, there were more events happening in the building because of like local, you know, nonprofit fundraisers and business expos and that kind of thing. But in terms of ticketed events, there weren't very many. And we've tripled that.
Wow.
So there's something going on there.
A lot. Most of the time. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Nathan Parmalee, and we're talking what's been going on at the Civic, but what's going to be coming this year. And there's a lot of great things happening. We're going to take a break in this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, if you're looking for in-home quality health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, compassionate in-home care that lets your family stay where they're really happy is at home, then you need to talk to Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. It doesn't get better than this. Sharon Clark, you can reach her at 226-8350. Home Helpers. This is where I would call Home Helpers if I had to put Bob in a bed for a while. We'll be right back.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 1460 and downtown River City. You can't get much more downtown than us. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. That's Linda making weird noises there. It's 51 degrees right now. It's raining, and it's going to go up to 59 today with more rain. We love this rain because it just helps keep filling up the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And by the way, that SST Oil also is handling all the kerosene requirements for Northern California and all the whole area out here. They picked that up, and they are looking for drivers. If you know somebody that is
drug-free,
can drive hazmat, or they're willing to train also at SST Oil. So give them a call.
See, there's work in town.
There is.
Okay, I got to do quick. So yesterday I was mailing our invoices, and I go up to the mail biz place up there next to the holiday market, and I say, how are your holidays? And, you know, these two gals up there are just... They're hard hitters. I love these gals.
I'm honey.
Cheer-
yeah, hi, honey.
Yeah,
just drop that off right there.
Okay, thanks, sweetie. I love it. They're like, you remember the waitresses, excuse me, servers, that would just work all day. I mean, they're just workers. So anyway, they have a couple sister stores, and she said, yeah, except for one store. And I said, what? She goes, oh, the girls, just there too, that just walked out in the middle of Christmas. I said, what part of working Christmas means that you are busting your hump, standing on your feet, dealing with a lot of emotional people? That's a whole thing. So anyway, I just said to them, people want to work, but they don't understand what work is. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about that they just want to sit around and get a paycheck. So anyway, the work is out there. We have jobs in Reading for people to come. And wow, downtown resurgence, things going on with the Civic, all the different entertainment aspects and restaurants. We've got some really good things. Sheraton opening on the 16th. If you're just tuning in, we have Nathan Parmalee. He is the talent buyer for the Civic and so much more.
Is it called talent buyer? Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it,
but you get a bigger name than that.
Marketing director, talent buyer, booking agent.
Yeah.
Old Dominion. Old Dominion's rolling in here. Yeah.
Old Dominion, they came.
They were here in 2016.
Before they really hit it big.
They sold out.
Yeah.
We literally caught them in 2016 as they were exploding.
Right.
They had such a great time in Reading. They wanted to come back.
Which is, they play huge venues.
Yeah, another story of a band that had a great experience that wants to come back.
I mean, they're usually on the roster with Tim McGraw now.
Totally.
They're in that league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're huge.
And then, so that's February 15th. My gosh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up super quick. In fact, folks are going to want to get their tickets because the show is selling really well. I think we've already sold 1,300 tickets.
Ooh.
So it's on its way to selling out.
Ooh.
ReadingCivic.com. That's where you want to go.
Now, Newsboys United, that is happening a couple days after February 14th on the 17th. Tell us about Newsboys.
Newsboys are huge. That's another big act. They're one of those, they're a Christian band that does a lot of crossover into contemporary pop. They've actually had 33 number one radio hits.
Mm.
This is a cool tour because they've actually brought back a couple of their original members. So it's kind of a...
They had 31
number one radio hits. Yeah.
But they're a Christian band.
Uh-huh.
But they cross over.
But it's crossover.
Wow. Like,
it's
another, like Creed. Remember, Creed used to cross over all the time.
Totally. There are actually a number of acts out there.
Right.
That, fall into that wheelhouse.
And Bob has a good question here. That
sure.
While we're talking about getting your tickets, are we still having problems with those bogus sites?
You know, not as much. We've been really proactive. We've actually been running a lot of Google AdWords. We've been doing a lot of search campaigns so that when you're searching for shows happening at the Civic, we're coming up in the number one position, and it's really helping.
Okay.
And then Google is about to require certification for resellers. So resellers, this is going to start in March. So resellers are actually going to have to identify themselves as not the originating entity of those tickets. So that's going to help because it's a major, major issue in the industry.
When you can buy a ticket here for $50 and they're selling for $200. I mean, and that's just not right.
It's created a lot of confusion for a lot of venues.
Yeah, that was a good question, Bob.
Okay, so if that's Newsboys, glad you're talking about that. Right, and then you just like boom in February.
No, we're hitting it hard February, March.
A night after Newsboys, I mean, you could be four nights. In February, a night with Janis Joplin, and I've seen the ads on this.
Yeah,
that looks incredible.
It's a really cool show. That show originated on Broadway. It was a hit. They've taken it out on the road. It's a really fun show. It's so all of your favorite Janis Joplin songs are going to be played and performed during the performance, and it's also going to be a celebration of all of Janis Joplin's musical influences. So all of the folks that shaped her, you know, and who she was as an artist. There will also be elements of those artists in the show.
So is it like a musical where...
It's like a rock show musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Totally.
Stomp is, of course, something that's been around for a show around for a long time. Very popular.
Yep.
They always do something different.
Yep. And they've been to Reading before, and they've sold out before, and it's selling really, really well. And it was just a super fun show that we had the opportunity to bring back, and we wanted to take advantage
of that
opportunity.
It's a good family show.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Well, actually, all of these are family shows. Okay, then let's move on to March, Dancing with the Stars.
Huge.
And, oh my gosh, and the two...
Epic.
Yeah, Epic, and the two guys that are the special stars.
Yep. And what's amazing about Dancing with the Stars is they keep increasing their production. And what I mean by that is the show keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've seen every one of them. And the first one was good.
Yeah.
But then they really cranked it on last year.
I know. Last year we were all just like, what? It was crazy.
Okay, now tell the people that there's a big container backstage filled with ice and water.
Oh, yeah.
That they dip themselves into.
Yes.
Like athletes do after a show.
I mean...
Is this after the show, or is this like when they're in between sometimes?
Oh, no,
or?
They can't do that with body makeup.
Yeah, you probably can't.
No. Yeah. No, it's... I mean, it's a rigorous workout, those dance moves.
Do they have any special things they want? Like, you know, the Russian guys want a little vodka.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all artists want something a little
strange?
Special.
Okay, you don't have to say which one it is, of course, but what's the strangest one? I mean, because you get things like, oh, it's got to be this kind of water, and it's got to come from an iceberg floating in the North Atlantic.
They're all like that.
Okay. Come on. You don't have to give us names. Just give us a good one.
Well, I haven't encountered the green M&Ms yet, but I have encountered, you know, the $150 bottle of champagne, and they wanted two bottles.
Okay.
And that was just the champagne. You know, like, I mean, some of those, like... The hospitality writers for the green room specifically, sometimes it's, you know, like $800 just to get all that stuff in. So
that's cool.
Well, if you make it on the other end and it's packed out, like you're saying, then you can make up
for
that.
It's just a part of the package. It's a part of the deal.
It's part of being, you know.
Pray they don't make it big
fun.
There.
Yeah, and maybe they don't even use it, but it's the fact that it's there.
Nathan, pray I don't make it big. I'm going to want a specific type of antelope jerky.
Dancing with the Stars.
And blue M&Ms.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars, March 10th. You don't want to miss that.
No,
the
no.
10 Tenors. What a great...
Those guys are amazing.
What a great show. That's coming up March 16th. What,
It'll be a Wish You Were Here theme. And they'll be featuring the music of legends that were lost before their time. So you'll be hearing David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. So a lot of your, pop favorites, they're going to be performing their songs. So
wow,
yeah,
okay. And then of course, I think there's been a mass email or invitation of some girlfriends that are saying we all have to go see Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt's another one that's hitting sellout mode. So if you want to see Bonnie Raitt, you're really going to want to jump on ReadingCivic.com
March 17th
and get your tickets like soon.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Also in March, March 25th, Cesar Millan.
Yeah, he's cool.
Awesome. Now, how does he do? I mean, because that's a family show too,
totally.
And everybody has pets. Most people have pets.
So basically the cool thing about this show is, you know, what he's known for, you know, the dog whisperer himself, you know, all of these, these training secrets, all of that stuff is going to be demonstrated in the show.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time left. So let's kind of just run over a couple of these. Josh Turner.
Yep. Oh. He's huge.
Are you
kidding? He's another one that's going to sell out.
Yeah. Kathleen Madigan.
She's awesome. She's been billed as the funniest, female in comedy today.
Well, good.
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jackie
Ivanko.
Ivanko in June.
We did a thing, a call into action on PBS, a Channel 9 for her, when she was doing it in a concert.
She has the most amazing voice.
And she started like at, what, 12?
10. She was 10. Yeah. She was, child prodigy vocalist. You want to hit her online and check out her stuff. Her voice will blow you away.
Now, Amazing Grace, the musical. What is that about? Is that a religious type of thing?
So it's another Broadway show, and and that show is all about telling the story behind the most famous beloved song, Amazing Grace.
Mm.
So the whole story behind that gets portrayed in a Broadway theatrical style.
Oh.
And it's been described as a lavish, you know, extravagant, gorgeous show. So it's going to be a feast for the eyes and the ears.
Are there going to be special things like people? Are you going to have any of these before, you know, meet the cast or any of those kind of things?
Anytime we have an opportunity to do that, we always make those available.
All right,
and that's that's a good deal, everybody, because you can go in, you get to sit down, maybe get some appetizers, and then the cast comes out, and you get to meet them before the show. Hey, when you bring them back, that group, the ones that whistled and came out in the audience, and it was called the
jukebox.
Are you talking about Postmodern Jukebox?
Yeah. When you bring my girl back.
I know that was a special night. That was so fun.
I should have charged you for that.
I know, right?
He's still talking about his motorboat experience. Now you're going to be going to New York, and we're very excited about that. We have just about a minute left. Let's talk quickly about what that event is.
APAP. It's a performing arts conference. It's the biggest entertainment conference of the year in New York every January, and I'll be there.
Okay. And because you've been from Alaska, you know exactly how to dress for the cold.
I can do the cold.
Nathan Parmalee, maybe we can get you back. We loved it. Maybe we'll have some lucky listeners that can maybe get some tickets if we have some spares.
Totally.
So we always love hearing what's going on, and we thank you for your talent. Appreciate you so much.
Love to spend time with you guys.
All right, we'll be right back here at KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading the News. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a sound that's echoing across the Northeast today. Snowblowers working overtime as a massive winter storm spread snow and ice from the Carolinas to New England. Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston are getting hit. Connecticut's Governor Daniel Malloy says that while the snow should be done by this evening, harsh conditions will persist.
As bitter cold temperatures will continue with expected lows of 0 degrees and wind chills dropping to minus 20 at night.
Bitter cold already blamed for at least 17 deaths around the country. President Trump fighting back against allegations made by his former top aide Steve Bannon in a new book. Trump's lawyers asking the publisher to halt publication of the book. The president says when Bannon lost his White House job, he lost his mind. The Trump administration proposing regulations that would make it easier to sell health insurance policies across state lines. The Labor Department says it could benefit some 11 million working Americans. The job market ended 2017 on an up note, with America's employers adding some 250,000 jobs.
The hiring numbers from payroll processing firm ADP suggest that businesses are optimistic about the economic outlook. Of the 250,000 jobs added last month, the highest concentrations were in healthcare, professional services, and retail.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. Wall Street's having a banner day today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average trading above 25,000 for the first time ever. Right now, the Dow Industrial's up about 160 points. The Blue Chip Index trading at 25,081. The NASDAQ ahead 21 points, and the S&P is up 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system. Your prescription is delivered. You've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the pharmacy aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way you get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a pharmacy again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Get all your medicine prescriptions in the mail. Lower prices, avoid copays at gogomeds.com. That's GoGoMeds.com. Do it now. gogomeds.com.
Turkey says the conviction in New York of a Turkish banker accused of helping Iran evade sanctions is a legal disgrace and a conspiracy against the nation.
A day after Mehmet Hakan Atilla was found guilty of 5 counts, including bank fraud, a senior Turkish official has taken to Twitter to describe the trial a political conspiracy that's of no legal value to Turkey, adding that another country can't put Turkey's institutions in the dock. Atilla's trial, which included testimony suggesting high-level corruption in Turkey, has strained ties between Turkey and the US. Among the charges that stuck, Atilla was found guilty of conspiracy to defraud the US, but was acquitted of a money laundering charge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India's Jet Airways ordering an investigation of reports that a senior pilot slapped a female co-pilot in the cockpit during a London to Mumbai flight earlier in the week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump says his tough stance on nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula is helping push North and South Korea to talk.
Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, "Does anybody really believe the talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if I wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North?" Earlier this week, the president sounded open to the possibility of an inter-Korean dialogue after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a rare overture toward South Korea in a New Year's address. But Mr. Trump's ambassador to the United Nations insists that talks won't be meaningful unless the North is getting rid of its nuclear weapons.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Attorney General Jeff Sessions going after legalized marijuana. Sessions is reportedly set to rescind a policy that has allowed legalized marijuana to flourish without federal interference in states across the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news, of course, is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, everybody. Hey, you know, a lot of things happening in our world, a lot of things happening in the North State.
Yes.
And one of them is the fact that you can go to Alliance Heating and Air, our guys of choice, if you're going to have anything done on your heating or cooling systems. And guess what? It is the worst part of the winter is not hit yet. And even if it has, it's still down in the 30s. But just think about what this summer's going to be. This is a good time to have them come out and check both your heating and your cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're talking about Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that was voted best in the North State, and for good reason, Alliance Heating and Air.
All right, you guys, good morning. 8:06 here on KCNR on this beautiful Thursday. And usually Trish Clark is here today. I think she's still on vacation, but she'll be here next Thursday. And we move things around.
She's back in town. Okay. She'll be back next Thursday.
Okay, great. Move things around because usually, you know, we have Enjoy on the first Monday of the month. And so we have with us this morning. But first, let me get to the weather here on the Reading front. It's currently 51 degrees today. Rain likely with our highs of 56. Rain tonight. And it goes up to the 90% chance of rain. Their lows of 53. Tomorrow calls for 80% chance of rain with our highs of 58. Again, raining with our lows of 43. Slight chance of showers on Saturday with our highs of 60. And as we go through our weekend, Sunday calls for chance of showers worth 63, lows of 42, and then it looks like we have chance of rain most likely through Wednesday. So get ready for like a damp with your umbrellas. What is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Is that you?
I don't know. Probably was. I'll just turn this off again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome. We're so excited because here we are with 2018, and Moyd, we spent some time in the Enjoy store. That's true on both fronts here in Red Bluff and there in Red Bluff and here in Redding. And Enjoy the Empire is called Carl calls them are the founders and creators James Masada and Rhonda Ball Avery. Good morning. morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. 2018.
I'm off my schedule.
You are. Thank you for moving your Monday to Thursday.
Thanks for having us come in on New Year's Day.
Yeah, right. Are you guys having internet problems?
No. Oh, we've had a little bit of this and that, but you know, we're excited, and we're going to share with you again, and we talked about this in the first hour, just like you have expanded with different counties, and you're in 13 counties,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you're on your 2018 horizon. You keep expanding and creating, and your store is expanding and all that stuff. We are expanding here, too.
It looks like it.
Yes, we're going to be taking over the front studio, and that will be, we'll be YouTubing the show. It'll be like a show in there. Production will be in here, and we're redecorating everything. So in March, we plan on having a big, you know, big open house to all
That's
of the community.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
And so when I scratch myself, people can see it.
Yes, but you'll be a high enough table that you know, Hoover is probably going to do the granite tops in there, and
oh, okay.
So it'll be a tall enough table that nobody will know what happens.
Also, it's going to actually have a very cool,
yes.
Like,
I want it to be very
newsroomy kind of.
I want to go kind of industrial looking,
very cool,
kind of gray. And,
how exciting! Yeah, when we came in this morning, it was like.
Everything
looks like you're moving.
You're moving.
I was moving stuff this morning just to have enough room in the only office we have left so I could actually move from the desk to the door.
Very cool.
Everything else had to move out. And yesterday, Diane was in last night. We were running through QuickBooks. And, I mean, it was like... there was no, you couldn't have thrown a cat in the room.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's just say, let's hope that here's to 2018,
yes.
That it's a good year for change and good changes.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
We're going to be making changes as well. One of the things, like this morning we have, which Rhonda doesn't even know because I'm really bad about responding to emails, but we have one of our morning sales meetings, and I will not be making it because I am actually going to be going back to the office, and I'm doing 2 hours of training for the development of our new website that will be finally launching this year, which
Yay.
Was our commitment to the store.
Great.
So the store, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, we'll have a proper website functioning, and we'll be able to sell all these incredible products that you folks come in and buy and support with our local artists and be able to ship them all over the world, wherever people
wow.
want to order. So,
really? So you're going to
mm-hmm.
go? Oh, now, is that a whole other business when you're thinking about, now I have to be able to... have a shipping department. Well, like
yeah.
the Fly Shop.
Yeah.
They sell most, like,
yeah.
millions of dollars
yeah.
online.
Yeah. Well, and for us, it's, you know, our small little store has been kind of like a mom and pop shop. But obviously, as we know, spending habits and shopping habits have changed. You know, my hope is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there like myself who like to still go into stores because I still want to touch and feel and have the experience and meet and greet and all that stuff.
Right.
But there are things that, you know, that just from a convenience perspective of
right.
being able to get it. So my hope is that even if you were a local shopper and you didn't have time to come in the store, you could go online and just buy it and then, you know, pick it up.
It's still
you know?
Supporting locally.
Yeah.
It really is.
So we just realized
and local artists.
That, you know, we can't avoid that forever. And not that we wanted to. We started out with a website, believe
mm-hmm.
it or not, but it was not real integrated into our inventory system. So what we'd find is that if it was a piece that might be one or two,
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, somebody would buy it in on another time zone, and so it'd be sold, and then we'd come in the morning, and if it wasn't checked immediately, and then somebody bought it off the floor, then you're like, oh no, now it's gone, and the person that ordered it online, you have to call them and tell them that it's gone, and that's not good business.
Yeah, but, and I'm sure that's a glitch. That,
yeah.
And that, you know.
So the new systems, though, however, the company that we use as our point of sales company has just acquired about a year and a half ago a massive online company out of Europe. And they have a really dynamic program that's now integrated into the inventory control system. And, I mean, so, you know, we're now going to be moving forward with it.
Okay, so let's just say, for instance, Lucero Olive Oil
mm-hmm.
and our sister and brother-in-law love to get Lucero olive oil
mm-hmm.
every year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they run out of 6 months and they go, okay, that was an enjoy. So, but you only have 10 bottles on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, that's what I'm going to be training about. So,
okay.
So the system is integrated into our inventory control, and it knows now. So it's a smart online system where it knows what's in and what's on the floor.
So as soon as it sells, it's taken off the floor.
It comes out. Yeah,
and if you're trying to buy it online, it's going to show as they're selling them. It'll say eight left, seven left.
And then the other thing that's really great about it is that once we reach a certain, I would set parameters that says, you know, okay, we want to have. Let's say, you know, we buy them in a dozen, but when we get to six, it automatically sends me a notice that we're now dropped past our minimum and to reorder, so that it helps me actually reorder my products to make sure that I have orders sent out to fill the shelves again as it's dropping. So there's a lot of really cool things. I mean, you know, if you're in this world, you know, this makes total sense.
Absolutely.
To you.
And again, this is what I love about you. You're progressive. And you are but you're progressive, but your mom-pa store that's being progressive.
Yeah.
That would be like, you know.
And then I have a little twist. Yvonne thinks I'm crazy, but I always want to take one thing step further. And I won't share completely, but I'm going to see there is a new technology that's been out. And it's typically used for people that can't be somewhere but still need to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of have the word I'm using and they can use in for this term, it's kind of they have an avatar that's out in the world for them that they can actually be somewhere and attend something without being there. So I'm going to see if I can actually test that in our store and do the same thing where, you know, you could buy online, but you could actually be in the store and shop in the store physically, but not be there.
Wow.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, it's like a three-dimensional. It's like,
you can walk on.
It's kind of like you're playing Doom. You can walk around in there.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We got to take a break here.
Okay, you guys. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking about exciting, Bastiani Arms, starting their ninth year also. 2539 Larkspur. You know, if there's no other place in Reading will I buy firearms or gun accessories or ammo, because Bastiani Arms has it all. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you. The customer service is outstanding. They have classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, all of it. One-stop shopping, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday, and discounts for veterans. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coach Master Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR right in downtown River City, right in the center of it. You can't get any closer to the center except maybe for our guests from Enjoy the Store. And between us, we can hit them with a rock. They can hit us with a rock. Not that we would throw rocks at each other. Okay, maybe not a rock, but a good driven, you know,
you
a good
and I
drive.
Would, Carl.
Oh, yeah, you and I could.
We're guys. We like
we
to
could
throw
do
rocks.
That. We could throw rocks. We could throw them. Anyway, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where we go if we're going to buy jewelry, right there. So it's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 51 degrees, going up to 59 today. It's a little bit rainy, and it will continue to rain tomorrow. Start tapering off this weekend, but then coming back in hard next week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Well, we still have enjoyed being on the air for 9 years. December 14th, we celebrated 9 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
And with the 9 years, we have partnered in with Enjoy. So we've seen, you know, Rhonda Ball Avery get married, her kids get married, have kids. How many grandkids now?
Four.
And you've been through, what's the Reading called, the Reading Leadership?
Leadership Reading. Uh-huh.
Excuse me, Leadership Reading. You're very involved with that. Of course, Riverfront Playhouse.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. All the things.
All the boards you're on.
Yeah. What boards are you on now?
Have you lightened your load a bit?
A little bit. Viva Downtown and Riverfront Playhouse. And I'm no longer on the steering committee for Leadership Reading. What else do I do?
It's the one with the...
Well,
the,
how about Enjoy?
The performances. They do the, is it
Oh,
the,
Shasta Live, I stepped away from that temporarily because Riverfront is such a big animal
mm-hmm,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
trying to get the
and
new
And she
theater.
Went back to school.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, which I'm taking a break from right now, too.
That's but, right. You were going to get your bachelor's.
I'm still working on it.
I'm going to go back.
She hit hard, so, you know, it's nice for her to take a breath because I was getting concerned
well,
for a while.
I was
well,
stressing
she,
out.
You,
yeah.
had, you were having grandbabies.
Yeah.
And you know what? I guess you want to try to be there for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. They were all at my house yesterday. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Yep.
And James, for you, you know, you got your three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And,
one's in college.
Wow.
The twins are sophomores. They're behind the wheel with their permits trying to learn how to drive.
Okay. Now, are you how do you feel about that? Do you think they're ready?
No.
Okay.
No. My first one was a natural driver, like I was. My mom had me drive. Well, we had private property.
You lived
so
in the ranch.
I
so
drove since, you know,
you
I
get
could,
in the truck and
yeah,
go get the
yeah,
damn
stuff,
cow. Get
yeah,
the cow that's out of the pasture.
And Gianno, for whatever reason, was a natural driver, and the twins are not.
Okay. All right. So can't you take them out?
They're actually, they're okay. They're
yeah,
just... You know, they're yeah, rough, yeah.
All right, so can you take them out in the field
yeah,
and, like, you know, parallel, back up?
Yeah.
And down
we
in
do,
a ditch?
And we do.
Yeah.
And they're still 15 and a half, so
yeah,
they're, you know, they've got some practice to go.
And they're young. 15,
yeah,
when you think about getting behind a...
But it's amazing. With Gianno, I was very hesitant and didn't want anybody driving, and now I'm like, can you hurry up and get 16 so you can drive yourself to school? Because I'm tired of it.
I well, hated teaching my kids to drive.
Oh,
I hated it.
I still can remember my dad screaming in my ear, you know, and where and exactly what car and what time of the day it was.
I had those little Samurai Suzukis.
Oh, my gosh.
Little four-speeds.
Yes.
And I was teaching my daughter to drive on base.
They're death traps.
And so, well, you know, well, they, yeah, probably just for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as we came up to the gate guard, because we had to go through one side to another, and so there's a gate guard on this side and a gate guard on the other side. As she comes up,
you know, she stops and, you know, he waves us through and she takes her foot off the clutch and we start bouncing. And we start, we bounced all the way through. The guy's saluting. I'm trying to salute back, you know, but we're bouncing. And so she finally gets it going. And as we're, and as we come up to the next gate, the MP was standing there, and as he saw her coming, he starts waving her through.
Just keep going.
He's laughing at him. He's laughing at me. Well, you're pretty funny when it comes to driving. So, we'll always remember that one. So, anyway, let's look and enjoy.
I was looking over, and you had flipped to page 47.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that's in the top of your mind about finding relief with cryotherapy.
I'm just praying and begging for a winter. So I saw this, and it reminded me of being cold in a winter. That's why I stopped here. Since we're not having a winter.
Yeah, you're in shorts. You're always in shorts,
so
even in the winter.
But we are here today talking about the January 2018, the first issue of 2018 for Enjoy Magazine, and it's called Refresh. And this issue is kind of dedicated. We've now partnered
For the second year
with Paul David and his health expo. We're actually a partner in that program.
Okay.
So we've kind of dedicated our January issues now to health, wellness, both mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
So you'll notice that there is definitely a theme throughout the issue. You know, there's a lot in here.
Meditation.
Yeah. I mean, it's just talking about, you know,
wisdom and teeth, that's uh-huh. really important. I'm telling
just
you.
Taking care of yourself, whatever it may be, from a physical, mental, you know, even spiritual. There's this, there's a thing in here that's celebrating diversity, 15th annual multicultural celebration in Shasta Lake. But, yeah, I had stopped on the chill factor, which is on page 47, and I was actually reading this for myself because I thought this is very interesting to me, and this is that whole movement now about cryo chambers where people are getting into these cylinders that are, you know, mm-hmm. flooded with, liquid oxygen or nitrogen or whatever, and sub-freezing temperatures where you stay in them for a few minutes.
Yeah,
and
I went through one of those.
Did you do that?
And so I bounced around, and then they've got others. They can put it specifically on one spot.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the name of this one is.
This is called chronic. It's cryotherapy. I'll find it.
It's over there by PetSmart, isn't it?
It says, which is an opposite. It's a walk-in cold chamber.
On Hilltop.
Yeah.
Uses refrigerated air instead of liquid nitrogen to expose clients to sub-zero temperatures for about 3 minutes. The girl walking in's got shorts on, but mittens.
Yeah, so they do theirs.
Cold shock.
Yeah, they protect your feet, your hands, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. Because those, I guess, are really sensitive tissues that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
And just breathing it in. And it's called U.S. Cryotherapy. Here in Reading. And again, what you read was that I guess what the body does is once it goes into that kind of a bit of a shock, the skin and everything from that super cold, the body starts to produce endorphins, which then alleviate pain receptors. And then there's a reaction to the body to flood it with a anti-inflammatory process or chemical that the body creates that will help with reducing inflammation.
It says here that children 11 and up can use the whole body chamber.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter begs to go in with me. Christy says, with kids, you don't get a lot of chronic pain, but more acute injuries, sprained mm-hmm. ankles or injured knees from football or shoulder injuries from basketball.
Yeah.
So this is another new kind of physical therapy.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just like a bad, but no.
U.S. Cryotherapy is located on 1619 Hilltop Drive, and you can find them on Facebook. So if you want to look them up,
Carl, I was having a senior moment.
US,
I couldn't remember Carl's
US
name.
Cryotherapy.
I was looking at him like, who are you?
Oh, that happens to me on a regular basis.
But Linda goes, who are you? And
then
she says, get off me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
That was morning humor.
Okay. The next page
shows what Carl was talking about, where it looked like they have jetted air. Yeah, it was for a specific treated area.
Yeah,
where,
for your like I went in for his shoulder and tried
uh-huh.
it. What it does, it brings you, and what they do is they'll put a thermometer,
mm-hmm.
you know, on you.
And
you know,
they'll read the temperature.
And it reads as your temperature goes down in,
uh-huh.
on the surface of your skin.
Yes.
It doesn't go down into the skin or it would kill it.
Yeah.
So it's just the surface of your skin, which brings then endorphins and other things to that area
yeah.
to try. Now,
yeah.
I don't this has been used in Europe. Of course, now, you know, it's not covered by insurance or anything like that. But this is something they're looking at getting athletes in or people with just chronic pain.
They do it. And that's this whole theory of, like, too, forever, for years, when you go into the locker room or something on football, you'll see these guys in those big tubs of ice.
Yeah, ice baths, sitting there.
Ice baths. It's the same premise that, you know, obviously – for years, everybody has said, "Oh, you've sprained your ankle, or put a bag of ice on it." So there is obviously something said about chilling an injury or doing something like that. So this is just a modern version of it, where you can get an entire body chill down, or like Carl said, a single area that can be focused on. But I had considered. I'd just like to go do it.
I just want to try it.
Experience it. Yeah, you see it on TV all the time, and people are like dying cold inside.
And I don't like to
be cold.
But
I like the cold.
But I don't like to be
cold. So I'd be curious how it works for me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because like you said, it doesn't matter if it's 30 degrees out, I'm still going to be in shorts.
You can find out more information, again, by going into the Enjoy magazine.
Yeah.
Or
and
going
it's,
online.
It's at 1619 Hilltop Drive, Suite A in Reading. And there's a phone number that you can call. At the end of the article, it gives you a physical address, website, and phone number. So, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here. Of course, we are with Rhonda Ball Avery and James Masada here talking about Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, 13 counties and counting. I want to share a little bit about my Red Bluff experience with the Enjoy Store down there. And you also are covering some Red Bluff articles in this wellness magazine for January as well. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Copper, California, on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Copper, California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are here, Carl and Linda Bott on Fleet Fire Radio. How are you this morning, January 4th? 8:33, we're here with our Enjoy the Magazine family as we do the first of the month, talking about January, what's going on, and all of our 2018 goals. And at the break, Wanda was sharing something with us. And as we know, as you have 13 counties you cover, there are different people who write.
Yes.
And do articles and pictures and bring forth to you, because you can't be in 13 counties.
No, right.
You've got to have your
community effort.
Your community effort.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace.
Gary Vandewalker passed away on Tuesday, I believe, suddenly.
Anyway, and he's one of our star
he's
writers.
He's been with us since the beginning. Almost the beginning. And and Taryn Berkelio, who took the cover photo, is kind of a sidekick. She's a photographer. They're both in Mount Shasta. And he sends me a list of all the stories he's going to do for the year, because he knows the area and, you know, he knows what we like. And so him and Taryn.
He's very good at what he
does.
Yeah,
he was such an amazing storyteller. But him and Taryn would get together and make a list of the stories they're going to do. She knows what photos she's going to take for the year, and he knows what stories he's going to write. And they just got finished doing that last week. And she called me on Tuesday and told me that he passed away, and I am devastated. I cannot believe it.
He was the pastor of their church up there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's just, so he was, I mean, so connected within the community.
Yeah.
And so loved.
Yeah.
Just so sad.
So
I mean,
sad.
It will, with the sadness of, because we know that how many, we lost a lot of people in 2017, and in 2000, as we are present today, it makes, I don't know about you, but, and I'm thinking, I would think that when you've appreciated somebody and respected somebody's work, that makes you feel like, how can I be a better person?
Because, absolutely.
Because life
yes.
is that.
It's so it's, precious, and you don't
it's
realize
sudden.
It. Yep, sometimes you forget.
Sometimes you forget. Well, anyway, rest in peace, and I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry
and
for his family.
For the community, and,
for,
his,
yeah.
and for his partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
No need to go into details, but yeah, it's just sad for the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, tragically sad, because it was not something that was expected, so.
Let's talk
not
about...
Not enjoyable.
Not enjoyable.
Not
so,
at all.
Let's wait. I was telling you about Red Bluff, that we, at Christmas time, I was driving her girlfriend back from Sacramento, and we
couldn't
stopped.
Find the things you wanted in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, we... Exactly. And we suddenly came into Red Bluff and walked up and down Main Street and ventured into the Red Bluff store.
Which is amazing.
It was so wonderful to be able to... I've been talking about doing it. It's really just a short jaunt. I've been talking about to all my friends since that you've got to go down to Red Bluff and just experience
the
Main Street for the day.
Well, and there's so much... And not just to give all that's Main Street, because there are some amazing stores off of Main Street.
Yes, absolutely.
So you need to know your business when you're going to Red Bluff, because there's a lot going on
in that little town. There really is. So you've got a story in your magazine about wisdom and teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I think that's really interesting.
Ouch.
growing the dental industry with Dr. Ron Clark. So anyway, these are just some of the things that you're just discussing in some of your different communities.
Yeah. And what makes him unique is that he has, usually he will have in his office in downtown Red Bluff, at least one high school student from their regional occupational program. Who he
mentors.
Teaches, he mentors.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then he said two of them have been in that program have gone on to become dentists, and
That's
one
amazing.
Of them is in dental school right now. So,
That's
and
great.
Then 14
right there.
Have gone on to be dental hygienists. So.
That's great. He's been a volunteer dentist for Give Kids a Smile Day for years and is proud to work for the first five mobile dental clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's another hero in the North State.
And it talks about him as a child, even back in third grade. He had never been into a dentist office himself, but yet he knew at that age that this is what he wanted to do. It was like a calling for him that he had never actually experienced the dental chair at that point in his life. Because he
was
so young.
Which can be frightening as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, frightening for adults, too.
I was going to say, yeah. So, you know, could you imagine? It's obviously like somehow it really truly is calling in his DNA that he became a dentist. That's what he wanted to do. And then that love is now poured into not only what he does, but into other people. And, you know, there's something to be said, and it's kind of a lost thing, and it seems to happen a lot more in Europe. But I am one that believes very strongly in mentorships, or what's the term?
I know the word. Apprentice.
Mm-hmm. Apprenticing, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, our society is so instant. Half the time people don't even want to go through school. They just want to go do it, which you can do. But if you can get somebody that's really amazing as an apprentice,
yes,
it's, you know, they impart knowledge and wisdom beyond what you could get in class, and even what you would learn just on your own.
Well, I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, there's nothing better than that. What we love and then mentoring, just mm-hmm. like you would like to mentor. You've got people in your store you're mentoring. And it's a really important thing. I will say though that. And I'm hoping that, you know, you can pick a few people that you know that are pliable.
Yeah.
They want to learn.
Yes.
They want to work.
Yes.
Because if you have somebody who can't take criticism,
mm-hmm.
this is a key to somebody we just recently hired.
Mm-hmm.
In her resume, she said, "I can take criticism." I was like, whoa.
What?
That is because it's not that you're, you know, sometimes busy.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, "Oh, you're so fabulous, and everything you do is, you know," sometimes you just have to be to the point, like,
mm-hmm.
get this done, I need you to do that, and sometimes it just works that way. So I really appreciate
that. Is an amazing thing to say that.
To
yeah.
say that in it.
Let me
put
her to the test.
Yeah.
No, well, no, I'm just joking.
Got a Marine in the house. Yeah. We got a Marine in the house.
Yeah.
She'll be put to the test.
Yeah.
Oh, you really think I can be direct? I'm not sure how direct.
So one of the things that I wanted, because you know me, I'm always something that just throws things out there because I'm a knowledge person. It's my thing. When people say, "What do you do to relax?" I read medical journals.
Really?
I like things that are just technology-based in general, anything that's cool. But speaking of wisdom teeth, they are in FDA studies already. There's an American doctor that has perfected the process and treatment for, which I'm super thrilled because I'm one of those people that I'm always terrified about my teeth. I don't want dentures and I don't want, you know, all those things. So anything that happens to my teeth, I freak out because I'm afraid I'm going to have to get artificial teeth or something. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, they're your bones.
So they are. So, you know, we have one set when we were little, they fall out, and your second set comes in, and you have them for life. But, you know, the big thing right now is the dental implants, where if they pull a tooth, they can go in and they drill into the bone. And
I have one.
Yeah. Oh, and a miracle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Because it's like, looks like your real tooth, and you don't have to worry about
that
kind of stuff.
I've had it since sixth grade.
Really?
Yep.
How cool. So, anyway, this doctor has perfected the ability to, and it's an inpatient, and it's supposed to be very reasonably priced. You come in, you give your blood.
Whoa.
They pull your stem cells out of your own blood.
Wow.
They pull the tooth out of your head like they normally would. They scan it with a laser that scans it, and then there's a machine that does a 3D mold of your tooth, and it's basically a scaffolding that they put back in place. They deposit the stem cells down in your gum, and the tooth, it grows within 9 weeks and uses the scaffolding as its model. And it
is that crazy?
Regrows your tooth.
Well, this
in 9 weeks.
This is the beautiful thing of future technology. This really, I think that is like those. That's a miracle in medicine.
I think that's the coolest thing I've heard in a long time. Because, you know, that for me, it's like, please, Jesus, because then that knows that, you know,
so
they can perfect it.
You're saying you can grow your tooth?
They grow your tooth back.
With your blood and stem cell.
On a structure.
On a structure that's used as kind of like a frame or a lattice
like
work for it to grow on. So
right.
Like you framed it, and then it grows.
It knows what shape to be again.
Yeah.
Because even if you just put some stem cells in there and new to grow a tooth, that tooth might be different shape than the previous.
It could be a tusk.
You have an eye tooth or a front tooth in the back. Yeah.
Well, if they could do that in your teeth, here's my question is that, what about, like, knees?
Well, they're already getting
shoulder replacements. I mean,
they're getting there.
Seeing a lot of this.
Yes, they're getting there.
Replacement stuff going on.
We were at. Maybe it's just maybe it's just our age, but on New Year's Eve with a number of people, and I was listening to like two of them talk about all these things are going to have to be replaced. You know, I can't. You know, I can't lean. I can't lift. I can't push my left arm forward to grab the cards. And I'm thinking, wow. And this guy's younger than me.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm looking at all these different things we're going to have done. You know, with reverse shoulders and all this. And then you think about the thing with the stem cells and putting a frame on it, and it just grows it back.
Yeah.
You know, grows the bone back and all that.
And get this. Like, if you go to YouTube, you can watch videos where they're doing it with animal things right now. But hearts.
Yeah.
They've actually taken a heart from an animal, and they put it in a Petri dish, and they pump solution through all the arteries and veins and bathe it in the solution that basically strips the entire heart of all of its muscle tissue. And when it's done, it looks like, you know, do you remember the Wonder Woman's jet? You could just kind of see, it looks like, you just see, it's almost invisible, but you can see highlights of where pieces and parts. The heart becomes almost invisible, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's stripped of all of its material except for its basic frame. And then they put inject stem cells back into the heart, and then they start pumping blood through it. And the heart regenerates, uses the stem cells, and it rebuilds the heart completely. And it's basically a brand new heart. And then they transplant it back in.
Shut up.
No, it's the scariest thing.
I mean, you can
watch it. They show you right in front of it.
Wow.
Or the ones where I've watched, they're raising like sheep and goats inside of bladders outside the womb, where they literally are plugged in through their umbilical cord by these machines that are feeding them, but they're floating in bags of solution. It's freaky. It's like Frankenstein.
Do you see some things wrong here?
Well, there are things that are creepy, but I still find them fascinating.
But harvesting.
Here's what's fascinating to me is we need to take a break.
Okay.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop,
right off of
Athens Avenue. That's right. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place for a man to get a haircut, and women, too. I mean, if you really want a buzz cut. And the only type of gel they have is butch wax. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Empire.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lee. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us, and my co-host will be Gary Hayward, who is the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino. Plus, he heads up the Reading Rancheria Development Corporation, which is the organization that's going to be building the new casino out on I-5 and all the other things. And that, by the way, I want to bring it out. The things he's talking about there is that it's going to be something you're not going to see 1,050 cars parked out in front. It's going to be a completely different type of concept there. But he'll be on tomorrow if you have questions about that. We're here, of course, with Fonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And one of the things we want to talk about is, well, of course, Daryl, Rhonda's significant other.
Beau.
Her beau, her husband, is also directing a play called The Man from Earth.
Riverfront Playhouse.
Now, mm-hmm. Jerome Bixby, who is the guy that wrote the original Twilight Zone and original Star Trek, and the story is about a guy who's a history professor who's very popular, resigns from university, and they come over to his house, all his colleagues come over, and they want to know why. And he tells them that he must move on because he is immortal and cannot stay in one place for more than 10 years without the secret being discovered. And the rest of the play is about them trying to poke holes in this, and they can't prove that he's wrong, but they can't prove that he's right. So it starts, you know, what starts out as friendly quickly degenerates, as many of those Twilight Zone
right.
did.
Right.
How people would be the best of friends, and then something would come in to, would throw their cheese over, and they turn on each other.
Mm-hmm. So just Twilight Zone was really, really great.
Oh,
as a kid,
man.
I was, like, twisted by a few of those.
If you were a fan of Twilight Zone type stories and you want a modern twist on it, check out Netflix's Black Mirror. Very good anthology series, started on the BBC, but it looks at how our modern technology is evolving our society. Mm. It is worth a watch.
Huh.
Okay.
Well,
BBC
is
always good TV.
So Man from Earth, right here in Redding, California, beginning January 24th. Well, no,
the 20th. It is opening night.
Okay,
yeah.
Opening is the 20th, but Wednesday. Well, I'm sorry because I'm looking at media night here. We're giving tickets away, and of course, Chris Gomez, who's been doing our news in the mornings, also in the show.
Yes.
So, if you'd like to go see this show and take a friend or a date or a husband or a kid, it sounds like something kids would like too.
Not too young.
Could be intense.
But I mean, if a 6th or 7th grader is into sci-fi.
Or anthropology or anything, because it's pretty interesting.
Anyway, if you'd like to get a couple of tickets, we're going to be giving them away, of course, all through the next couple of weeks.
605-4567. I can give two away right now. Give us a call.
Yay. Okay. Now, what's next?
So this was a story that I got to go actually shoot for. Rhonda sometimes throws me a bone, and I get to leave the office to take some pictures and stuff. But this is a story. It's called Healthy Innovations, Limelight Health, Making Insurance and a Little Easier. So as you know, it's a very tumultuous time when it comes to medical and health insurance in this country. And we have We have, well, the landscape of Reading is changing when it comes to technology-based companies. We actually are starting to get a lot of really great progressive young people, people from here, people that have relocated from the Bay Area. but this is a, excuse me, a group here in town that has created a business called Limelight Health. And you know Garrett Viggers. Garrett,
yeah. Garrett's been on our show. We talked about Alan Laird.
And Alan Laird, yep, whose wife, Jana, is the, but is she, what, she's the
well, she was the executive.
She's the executive director of.
Of now the Holly and the
Cascade
both
yeah.
Oregon and Reading.
Yep.
She's been general manager, so she's moved up to executive director or something.
So, you know, local people make good. They've created this company that actually has also got an app and web-based technology that helps both consumers and insurance companies calculate and find their insurance and help them navigate through this nightmare. And it's a big deal. I mean, they've got, I'm not sure how many employees now, but they have, they're moving into a brand new office. When I was in there, it was hard trying to take pictures because they literally were like you. There were, everything was everywhere because they were moving.
They have 75 employees
75
now.
75 employees,
wow.
Yeah. And they actually have an office in San Francisco, and it is a big deal. But it's kind of a magic that they've done, and they were showing me how you go and you just type in some basic information, and poof, it brings up selections for you to choose from, pricing, with companies, options. It's pretty amazing. And so, you know, I think ultimately the goal for them, at least from my perspective, I could be wrong, I could be talking out of turn, but they've done this incredible startup that I think at some point a big company is going to come in and want to pay a lot of money to buy for what they've created. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we remember Garrett.
Yeah.
You know, and Ellen.
A musician.
And Ellen, you know, they own the wine store.
Yeah. And Alan comes with a lot of technology background.
Yes.
He's an app builder. Garrett, I don't know what his technology background is other than he's just really smart, but he is a very gifted singer and musician. He plays the dulcimer. He's kind of magic. And, you know, people that are that talented in music are usually quite smart. So, you know, I looked at you and you, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm accomplished at singing.
Yeah, but you're a smart person.
But I'm just saying that I'm challenged when it comes to computer stuff.
Well,
so I love the fact that
smarts come in a lot of different
packages. Yeah, but I just love that
he's
been able to do that. So and that this company is just keeps growing and evolving. And
yeah, music is another language.
You're always 4 steps in front of me.
Uh-huh.
maybe that tells me I'm pretty slow, but I'm not sure. But
really?
Nah. So that starts on page 27,
it's
a really great read. It's one of our longer stories that we've started middle of the year. It's a 3-pager.
It's time to get Garrett or Laird back on the phone.
Yeah.
Not on the phone, but on the show to talk about this specifically
instead of
the other things that they get involved in.
So I think that it would be a good interview to have those two on.
Yeah, well, we've had them on before, and we've talked a little bit about it because we have our EDD comes in. In fact, they'll be here next Wednesday, and they usually bring in some things that are going on out of their innovation side of it, entrepreneur side, and so that's where Garrett has come on before. But it's probably a good thing to say, okay, now that you've got this, what can the average person? This isn't just about physicians. This is about people.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, and
truly.
I like your idea too about an app that says what's going on in the arts and all.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you see, when they guys look at each other, and, you know, in the old days, I'm sure that when Ford looked down, he says, I think I can make these cars a lot cheaper if I make a line. So he comes in, he says, so what do you think about this, Mr. Smith? Here, they start out by, hey, dude, I think we can do something with this, which is one of the quotes in there. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's totally.
Yeah. Then you look at their office with the office dog and all this. This is today's type of atmosphere that's growing quickly.
The dog, it was a crack up.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway.
That dog has an underbite that is like no other, and it just killed me the whole time I was there.
Just looking at you.
Yeah. And then that dog belongs to their HR person who I believe lives in the Bay Area. And she actually came into the store last night. She was here. And she fell in love with our store and bought a bunch of stuff and was like, running literally from wall to wall because we were closing, and she's like, I've got to come back. This is amazing. I had no idea this was here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun.
How fun. See, this is a beautiful part of, like, where I really believe Reading is going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy to see the growth. Okay, if you don't mind, can we talk a little bit about Camp Hope?
That is the giving backstory.
We have about 4 minutes left, and I think that that's something that we need to talk about. 2 minutes left.
Okay, well, this is a story. Our giving backstories are just kind of a little short synopsis about how you can give back.
And we've been doing that since the beginning of the magazine.
And
it's
always
important.
It's always the last story of the month. And this one is about Camp Hope, which is a camp for kids that don't necessarily get to do stuff like this. So
usually from domestic, maybe violence or, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. It provides a week-long camping experience and mentoring activities for children, and it does not cost anything for them or their families. So, and it's a great team building. Kids just benefit tremendously from this.
Ever?
Yes.
Did you go to camp, Carl? But military is like a big camp.
It is. You know.
No,
but when I was a kid, I went to a camp for
one
a tour.
One time at band camp?
Yeah, it's called, it was called Paris Island.
Uh-huh.
When I was a young child, I was sent to the same camp for 2 summers in a row.
Really,
it was really great.
I know the reason why I ask is because
I really
feel like, and if you've never been to camp, camp is magic.
You need to go to camp.
And that may be just from my perspective, but I went to camp, and I literally, every time camp was over and had to come home, would cry for a week.
Right.
Because I didn't want to leave camp.
And not only was he crying, his parents were crying because he came home.
Coming home,
I know.
So Camp Hope, check it out in the back page of the Enjoy magazine for January 2018.
Yeah.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Rhonda.
No, thank you.
Guys. Thank you so much.
We love it.
And tomorrow, like I said, Congressman LaMalfa and Wind River CEO Gary Haywood will be my co-host tomorrow. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We should be all good guys.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading, the news. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Residents across a huge swath of the U.S. are hunkering down, waiting out a massive winter storm, packing snow, ice, high winds, a brutal cold. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The wind is going to be high all throughout the day, 25 to 35 miles per hour, higher on Long Island, gusts up to 60 miles per hour.
The storm was moving up the eastern seaboard.